With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. One person is dead, others injured in a shooting at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire last night. Some of the injuries were gunshot wounds, others were injuries sustained in the chaos. New Hampshire Assistant Attorney General Peter Kinkley said at a Saturday news conference that they didn't know how many people were injured. No one's been arrested, but one person of interest has been detained. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on a cyber attack that has disrupted check-in systems at major European airports.
A cyber attack targeting check-in and boarding systems in Europe Friday night disrupts air traffic, causing delays at several of Europe's major airports Saturday, according to officials, though the initial impact seems somewhat limited. Aviation and travel expert Paul Charles says Collins Aerospace, which reported the cyber attack affecting its check-in systems, has a big problem.
Collins Aerospace is owned by RTX. It's the world's biggest defense and aviation company. Collins supplies the UK government. It supplies other governments around the world.
European airports advising flyers to check their flight status. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate has rejected two competing measures to fund federal agencies.
Democrats voted against the funding bill, demanding restoration of Medicaid support and action to extend subsidies under the Affordable Care Act that are now set to expire at the end of the year. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Access to high-quality, affordable health care is a right, and Democrats are on the floor of the House of Representatives vindicating that right at all times.
Appropriations Committee Chairman Tom Cole responds.
Got exactly what you asked for. You asked for a clean CR. You got a clean CR.
The vote was 217 to 212. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
You'll find breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. This is SRN News. Can Christians disagree about President Trump? More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Evangelicals are one of Mr. Trump's key blocks of support, but not every Christian in America voted for him. And a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that most believers don't have any problem with that. The survey reveals that 80% of self-described Christians say that followers of Christ can disagree about the president. 11% say opposing him is fundamental to being a Christian, while 7% say supporting him is fundamental. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While faith declines across much of Western Europe, an unusual tradition is going strong. On one tiny Greek island, there are more than 1,000 whitewashed stone chapels on Tinos that are owned and cared for by private families, as they have in some cases for centuries. These room-sized structures, mostly Orthodox and a couple of hundred Catholic, are up the rocky hillside on the island. The owners range from octogenarians to Generation Z. This is SRN News. As fall officially arrives Monday, day and night will get equal time for a brief moment as the equinox arrives.
The Earth will experience about the same amount of day and night on Monday when the autumnal equinox arrives. From there, the northern hemisphere will plunge into fall as nights get ever longer, and the southern hemisphere will head to summer. Solstices are the opposite. They happen in December and March when the Earth is tilted most strongly toward or away from the sun. So day and night are very different lengths. Keith Peters, Washington.
Still mourning the loss of its co-founder and leader, Turning Point USA looks to the future. In a unanimous vote, Charlie Kirk's widow will take the helm at Turning Point USA. Erica Kirk is the obvious choice by Turning Point's board of directors. The board said in prior discussions, Charlie expressed to multiple executives that this is what he wanted in the event of his death. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.